Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems.
Salt River Project announced it would close the Navajo Generating Station 2 years ago. That started a domino effect on the Navajo Nation. In November, the Kayenta mine and the coal-fired power plant closed and hundreds of jobs were lost. Jordan Elder with Cronkite News reports new sources of energy are beginning to sprout in Kayenta.
Louise Hudgens lives past where the power lines end.
Look at this, is power lines all the way down there. Nobody living here.
Hudgens lugs her axe out to the woodpile behind her home. Hudgens is so far off the grid, surrounded by towering red rock walls, that she doesn't have running water. But she does have access to something that many Navajo Nation residents are still waiting for. Electricity.
Great to have it. Instead of going town and get the kerosene and all that for the light, all I do is switch so the light comes on.
In her front yard next to the chicken coop, Hudgens has her own solar panel. It keeps her lights on and occasionally her coffee maker.
Mainly, that's it.
Hudgens uses wood and coal to heat her home in the winter. But coal production has halted, forcing residents to stockpile their coal. Hudgens keeps hers hidden in a camper shell, covered with a tarp, wire, and a big rock.
I still have a bunch in there.
The Black Mesa and Lake Powell Railroad train used to connect the Kayenta mine and the Navajo Generating Station. It still weaves over the highway into Kayenta, but its conveyor belts are silent. The train hauled its last load of coal in August, and this November, the power plant's three iconic smokestacks went dark. Scott Harrelson is with the Salt River Project, which operated the plant for nearly 50 years.
It simply became an issue where it's going to cost more to keep the plant open than to shut it down. And it has been a workhorse for the state of Arizona.
About 1,000 Navajo people lost very good, high-paying jobs as a result of those closures.
That's Walter Haas, the general manager of the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority, or NTUA. The Salt River Project was concerned about job loss, too. They had a plan to create jobs for the people who were displaced by the closures.
All of our 433 employees received an offer for another job within SRP. Those jobs, though, however, are not located on the reservation.
Such a relocation is difficult in a culture where roots run deep, and families often stay on the same land for generations. Tomai Bitsoy's father and sister were transferred to Phoenix because of the closure.
We call it mine curb.
Bitsoy and his family have a folding table and grill set up on a dusty red curb, ready to sell the mutton soup that simmers on the stove. The three cement towers of the generating station loom in the distance.
We started selling here when I was back in high school, and we did it to raise funds for my sister's basketball program.
Now, his family's mutton and fry bread are a source of livelihood.
They thought they would have another maybe 15 to 10 years until it closed.
Walter Haas of NTUA was also surprised by the quick closures, but he says he looks forward to keeping Navajo resources close to home. NTUA has established the first fully tribal-owned solar farm in the country. Rows upon rows of solar panels sit out in the desert near Monument Valley.
These are real projects that are in place that help the environment from the beginning, and that's part of the culture of the Navajo people. They want to be one with Mother Earth. The solar industry cannot make up the jobs, it can't make up the revenue. It can only incrementally help ease the problem as you go forward.
On a chilly fall afternoon, Hudgens loads her stove full of wood.
Oh, yeah.
She notices the charge level from her solar panel is at 100. That means she can switch her lamp on when the sun goes down. This panel keeps Hudgens connected to power, while also keeping her connected to her family's roots.
My grandpa used to hold this land, and then next was my grandma, my aunt, then she passed on, and then it's my turn now.
She pulls out a yardstick to point to the framed photos of her relatives on the wall. She may end up passing this land along to one of them.
We have to stay on our land, hold on to it.
Through the closures and the changes, President Jonathan Nez says the future is bright for the Navajo Nation. And not just because of electricity.
And we're a resilient people. We almost got, you know, taken off our lands 150 plus years ago. But we're resilient, and we keep fighting, and we're never giving up.
The Navajo Nation has many new job opportunities popping up for displaced workers. Nez wants to keep Navajo workers and Navajo dollars at home. This is Jordan Elder reporting.